And hello there, Audio Boom. It is January 26, 2015. And you might notice, well, actually, now you notice that it's a little quiet in here. Because my computer right now is off. I'm working on resetting the pram. Let me just put this on. My volume control since last night, I get feedback and it doesn't even change in headphones. So I'm glad that I have a backup just in case I have to restore, but you know, I don't want to restore any corrupted settings. And I hate this keystroke. I really, really hate this keystroke. It's Command Option PR at boot up. And I have to look this up every time, by the way. Because I can never remember it. I think the last time I did this was, gosh, 3 years ago? So, no, in 2011, 4 years ago, at around this time, on my old Mac. So, yeah, I'm going to give this a try and see if this works in headphones. If it does not, I don't know my next step from here. I have a boot-up disk that I can restore from, but I just don't want to do that. That'll take about 2 or 3 hours to do. So, without further ado, I'm going to try this. Command option with my thumb. Let me just clean off the keyboard. Yuck, gross. It's clean, but, you know, I just like to make sure that everything's all... Yeah, so, command option with my thumb. And then my left thumb. Oh, gosh. This is going to be... Actually, let me see. Command option. Okay, yeah. What I'm going to do, command... with my left thumb, option with my right thumb. Command and option with my left thumb. R with my left index finger. P with my right index finger, and I'm gonna... This is not a very comfortable keystroke. I'm gonna hold down the power button. I'm gonna hit the power button, actually, let go, and wait for it to chime a second time, and then let up on it. I hope this works. There we go. And now I'm gonna let up. It might take a while for my computer to start, because I just freaked it out, probably. I don't care if the time changes. But I can always, you know, reset the time. So. All right. So, let me start out by. And while I'm logging in, let me grab my headphones.
VoiceOver is application. Application. System has new window. System. Application. Application. Alert. Dialog.
Yeah, Dropbox. My applications
are good. Dropbox folder has been moved or deleted from its original location. Dropbox will not work properly until you move it back. It used to be located /volume/music/Dropbox. To move it back, click quick below. Move the Dropbox folder back to its original location and launch Dropbox again. This computer was previously linked to Mary12@gmail.com.
My applications are going to freak for a minute because I don't have any hard drives, external drives connected.
Finder. Finder. No window. Window 2. Window. Limited time offer. Close button. Limited time offer. Close. Free upgrade for OS 10 Yosemite users. Go for Facebook. Free download. Open button.
What?
Open button. Image. Limited time offer. Close button. Free upgrade for OS 10 Yosemite users. Go for Facebook. Free download. Upgrade. Yosemite users. Go. For Facebook. Free download. Stop. Open button.
Well.
Open. Limited time offer.
Image. Won't worry about that right
Close
now.
Close button. Press finder. No window choose menu free item. Text expander from text expander. Dropbox alert. Alert. Dialog. Relink button. Finder. Finder has no windows.
I just put that. All right, so I'm going to plug in my headphones. I know they're not broken because I tested them in the recovery console, and I also had, at the time, volume sounds, you know, like that. So, yeah, I'm going to plug in my headphones and actually see if this worked. And it didn't. My volume control And now I have, like, no sound, period. Yeah, what's going on here? Let's see. I'm gonna hit... So, F10... F10 works, but my volume controls aren't changing at all. I'm gonna verify this by going to the volume control. And, even muting it to zero doesn't change it. I'm still able to use VoiceOver, which is really weird. I don't really understand what's going on here. I don't know if it's something I did. Or actually, wait, let me check my output, which I already did. But... well, even if it is set to headphones, it's not... okay. Well, I fixed it for now. For some reason, it got changed to... well, even before it got changed to Soundflower, it wasn't working. So it seems to be working now, but I'm not going to hold my breath. Instead, I'm going to breathe and... yeah. I don't know. I don't really feel stupid right now. I feel stumped because I did the same thing that I just did today, and it sort of fixed the problem, but sort of not really. I don't understand what happened. It never... okay, so all this started yesterday. All this started yesterday when I was having trouble. And I lost all my sound output. I'm waiting for my... oh. Really? Oh. Okay, maybe I didn't have Alex. Well, I'll fix it. Strange. Okay, I thought I had... there's my new VoiceOver prefs. I'm just organizing stuff real quick. Okay, so it appears to be fixed, but yeah, even last night I lost speech completely. So I did a permissions repair, and my disk actually did need repairing. So yeah, I don't know really what happened. I'm hoping that actually, let me try one more thing. Okay, so I went in the trainer. And I went out of the trainer, and it appears VoiceOver is working for now, but I am going to be keeping an eye on this because, well, lucky I didn't have to reinstall the Mac operating system, but maybe resetting the Pram, you know, did work a little bit. One thing I'm not doing, though, is resetting my SMC in my hard drives, all of them. I just turned on my board, too, just in case I need it for today, which I might. Oh. and we're driving. I'm starting Dropbox and BitTorrent sync. Oops. Okay, there we go. So, I don't know. Just weird stuff, I guess. Hopefully the problem I had last night will not reappear, because that just wasn't fun to deal with at midnight, no less. Okay, I'm gonna grab my coffee and grab something to eat, and because it's like, what time is it? Ugh. 10 o'clock, almost 2 minutes to 10, so I will talk to all of you later.